Good evening. Hope you had an awesome day. So I thought I was going to mention something about the solar eclipse again today, but to be honest, something completely outshone that for me today. Yeah, pardon the pun. This evening, I went to a small little intimate dinner of a rabbi in the community and friend who, in honor of his father's 25th yahrzeit, was also commemorating the day and giving a zchus to his father's neshama by marking it by making a siyum, a dinner of celebration upon the completion of a tractate of Talmud, but not just specifically because he finished the tractate, but also, hold on to your seats, it marks the 50th year mark that he's been learning and teaching the Daf Yomi. Come on, that's unbelievable. So we're on our 1500 and change path so far. He is at 18,000 days and change and counting. It's unbelievable, right? And so I was thinking, there's so many thoughts of inspiration one can pull from achievements like this. One of them is that it's always important to surround yourself by people who are way ahead of you to show you what is possible if you keep at it. And so you don't give up saying it's impossible or even get a little cocky thinking, wow, look at how much you've achieved. No one can ever do what I did. In essence, it's motivating to see what great people are able to achieve. They're just people, but they're great because of how much they put into it. This Rav has been teaching the Daf about 3 months less than I've been alive on this planet. So Chevra, a big mazel tov to Rav Bartfeld on this amazing milestone. Definitely a tribute to his father's memory and neshama, and let his milestone serve as a reminder to us of what we're capable of if we stick with it day in, day out. And on that note, wishing you an awesome night, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.